Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Now, if there's one book that over-serious male arts undergraduates like to read, it's Infinite Jest by David Foster Wallace, or at least they like to say they've read it. It's over 1,000 pages long and at times reaches Finnegan's Wake levels of difficulty. So the comedian Jamie Loftus decided to eat it. Literally. Jamie, good afternoon to you.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. Now, you're on what? You're on around page 200, I understand.
Yes, coming up on page 200.
Right, and so that means you're kind of 20% through the work, really, essentially.
Yeah, it's going to take, several more years at least if I keep going at this pace.
Okay, and have you been, because you're eating a page a day, so in terms of varying your diet, are there different ways that you can eat a print?
There's a million. I will sometimes eat pages on stage at shows I do. I've made smoothies, spaghetti, cookies, lots of sandwiches. Those are pretty easy. You just got to find a way to sort of to get it down a little bit easier.
Mm. Now, is there any way of consuming a page of a book where you go, actually, that's quite nice?
I think the most you can, disguise the flavor is good. And sometimes from a sadistic standpoint, it's worth the discomfort just to watch the light go out of someone's eyes.
Sorry, that's I got the impression that that was a description of murdering someone there.
I guess it can go both ways.
Yeah. Okay. You don't always consume it through your mouth. Is that correct?
That is true. That's a very graceful way of putting that.
Okay. Now people are saying, well, what does that mean? And that's the point at which you tell us what that means.
Oh, okay. Okay. I will say it.
Yeah.
So I've butt-chugged portions of Infinite Jest. And the reason, I've never read the book. I'm strictly doing it.
Sorry, Jamie, to jump in there. People are going, what the hell is butt-chugged?
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I can explain.
Yeah.
It's something people generally do to get drunk, but it's basically when you puree something and you put it in a turkey baster and you put that turkey baster in your butt, mm-hmm. and then you dispense the turkey baster, kind of a no-mess process.
Right. Okay. And so would you stand on your head for that or can you be standing normally?
Yeah. So I would sort of make it into like a smoothie kind of thing, put it in the turkey baster. You got to have a friend with you, but then you do the handstand and it's pretty easy from there.
Right. Okay. Just to qualify, just so people now have that image in their heads. Infinite Jest, this idea sort of formed from when you worked in a bookstore.
Yeah, I used to work at a bookstore in Los Angeles where we would have to get new shipments of the book all the time because there were just all these, overly serious, usually men who I had a sneaking suspicion were never actually going to read it, but they come in and they're like, yeah, you got it. Like, this is the best thing ever. And how have you not read it? And it just became, it was months upon months of that. And that was on top of, having been to college already where people also don't shut up about it. And I don't know, it could be a great book. I got too frustrated being asked to read it to ever want to find out.
Right. And so you've never attempted to read it?
No, I haven't. No.
Have you? Do you know the gist of what it's about?
I hear it takes place in New England and it's about tennis a little bit, but that's about all I know.
I think it's kind of set in an academic surrounding, but probably tennis comes into it as well.
School, like some high school I don't know. There, people have even told me, they're like, well, there's this character in the book that would approve of what you're doing. And I was like, all right, great, cool.
Okay.
I'm going to keep eating it regardless.
Yeah. So the very act of eating this novel, a page of the day, is what are you trying to express to the world? But particularly, I suppose, to the many young men who might have raved to you about Infinite Jest.
I think all I'm saying is stop taking yourself so seriously. And I mean, because when someone tells you that they should read Infinite Jest. What they're really saying is, like, guess what? I've read a book that's 1,000 pages long, which is like, get over yourself. First of all, I don't really believe you. I would love to, you know, raise anyone who pushes the, like, you've got to read Infinite Jest narrative on someone at a party to actually give a summary of the book, because I guarantee that they probably couldn't.
Mm. Yeah, I imagine it'd be extremely difficult. Have you read anything by David Foster Wallace?
Yes, I've read. I mean, I read a bunch of his. I read a bunch of his essays, and I enjoy his work. He's a very, very talented guy.
Mm.
But Infinite Jest, yeah, it's just not. I know it's not for me, and so I got a little bit frustrated at the guys in the who'd come through the bookstore and get that, and then like a copy of Malcolm Gladwell. And sort of just talk in your face about it.
So in the last 200 days, Jamie, has anyone mentioned
yes.
the book to you who wouldn't be aware what you're doing with it?
Yes, yes, absolutely. And even then, I mean, I don't always have the book on me. It's kind of heavy. I can't carry it everywhere.
Yeah.
but there's been times where, you know, you're just at a party, you're minding your own business, and it's like a sneak attack. And you've got to, you know, get your pepper spray out and get these guys out of the way who are telling you to read Infinite Jest.
Yeah. And what is their reaction? And some of them might kind of, if some of them starts, one of them starts, you know, praising Infinite Jest to you and you say, ah, yeah, I butt chugged that today. That might, you know, they might find that a turn on. They might find that very attractive.
Sometimes yeah, that's the last thing you want to tell someone who might already be a complete and total creep. Usually what I will do is if they ask me to read Infinite Jest, I'll say, oh, cool. Can you tell me what it's about? And then that's usually where they are completely unable to continue the conversation. And they'll give you kind of like a summary like I did. They're like, well, it's about school and tennis and it's for smart people. And, you know, they kind of start to stumble immediately.
The book is, though, you're 200 pages in. The book is about 1,100 pages, I think, just a little bit shy of that. You can't keep this
yeah.
up for the next 4 years. My maths is terrible as well.
I think I can do it. I've got to be careful because there are limitations on how much ink a person can put in their body. They, you know,
oh, yeah.
I've talked to Poison Control, and they say preferably put no ink in your body, but you've got to. There are days where I can't do it because it's too much. But I've at this point I've figured out the general rhythm of what your body can handle. Because I'd rather not die over this, but I would like to finish.
Yeah, because not only are you eating what many consider to be a masterpiece, you're also pooping what many consider to be a masterpiece. Is it having any effect on your routine? This project.
It was at first when I started around a year ago, but now I don't. And this could be maybe the worst thing that's ever happened to me. But like my body's kind of adjusted to it, and I do other kind of gross on stage stuff. I've like eaten dog food and chugged milk and like a bunch of other. Weird kind of stuff. So Infinite Jest can actually be sort of like on the lighter side of bodily punishment for me.
Right. Okay.
So I'm pretty well adjusted to it.
This also means though that for the rest of your life you can never read Infinite Jest, because if you do, you're kind of going back on everything you previously stood for.
Right. Yeah. Well. Yeah. I lose all my my punk rock credibility if I even attempt to read it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I will someday in. You know, I'll have to like go to an island and never speak about it. But maybe I will. I've heard great things about it.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank? Having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? Gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.